20 declares. And are you also one that understands all the symbols in prophecy are defined accurately in all the books of the Bible? If so, then you are one that would be blessed by the truth provided broadcast. Please join us on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for an adventure in Bible prophecy. See the prophecies of old come to light in today's current events as well as historic events in our not-so-distant past. You will find information in this broadcast that will benefit you and your family like never before. So please stop by Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on FirstAmendmentRadio.com for the Truth Provided broadcast. For more information, stop by our website at www.remnantofgod.org.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite to Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Welcome once again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. Oh, boy. The deception is very, very in place, very much in place, and for people not to realize it is the plan. I don't see much mention of the United Nations system in Corridor Watch. And Darren had this guest on, David Stahl, Monday night, last night. I don't see much going on here regarding Corridor Watch in the UN system. This is the point and the problem. I think people need to realize that we are the United Nations system. We are the UN system in America. The U.S. is the UN system. Now, why would I come to that conclusion? Well, it's just very obvious. At this point in time, very obvious to those that do any kind of research at all. And this is my concern. And Darren put this up last night. Dennis has done tremendous research again. And here we see United States is the United Nations, right on the front page, right at the top. The United States is the United Nations. Now, this is repetitive from other broadcasts, but I want to make sure everybody's on the same page on where I'm going. So you, out there listening, can call your representatives, local, state, federal, I don't care, anybody that will listen, and let them know what this is all about. So what do we have here for you to transfer to others? Very, very simple. Very simple. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund and receives no compensation from the United States. So let's go to receives no compensation on the website, and you'll see appointments. This is Title 22, Chapter 7, Subchapter Roman Numeral 15, Section 286. I've read it before you, to you before. Scroll down to compensation for services. And you'll see, number one, no person shall be entitled to receive any salary or other compensation from the United States for services as a governor, executive director, counselor, alternate, or associate. There it is. So what does that mean? The Secretary of the Treasury is paid by the IMF, your International Monetary Fund. Here you see number three, the Secretary of the Treasury shall instruct the United States Executive Director of the Fund to present to the Fund's Executive Board a comprehensive set of proposals. Who is the Fund? It's the International Monetary Fund, consistent with maintaining high levels of competence of Fund personnel and consistent with the Articles of Agreement, with the objective of assuring that salaries and other compensation accorded Fund employees do not exceed those received by persons filling similar levels of responsibility within national government service or private industry. The Secretary shall report these proposals together with any measures adopted by the Fund's Executive Board to the Congress prior to February 1, 1979. Keep in mind, the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and receives no compensation from the United States. The Secretary of the Treasury is paid by the International Monetary Fund to implement the United Nations agenda in all facets of life today, all facets of reality according to Agenda 21. And that is the primary problem. That is what everybody needs to be talking about in the entire country to get a groundswell of people. And forget about the elections. We've been deceived by elections since before we were born. Bottom line, we've been deceived by elections since before we were born, and that's my honest feeling. Most of us. It's very, very important to realize how far along this has become. Under the Congressional Medal of Honor on the front page of the website, Sun Tzu's Art of War. It interconnects. The Congressional Medal of Honor, the upside-down five-pointed star, is a Masonic symbolic satanic symbol. In other words, everyone who receives the highest medal of valor, the Congressional Medal of Honor, is wearing Satan's, Lucifer's symbol, which means that every war has been a creation, a created crisis, especially since the inception of the Federal Reserve System in 1913. I'm trying to make this as simple as possible, so you can educate yourself, so you can educate others. Thursday night, and maybe the entire Thursday at 3 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central, entire documentation package. Total documentation from the congressional record, from government documents. I'm accumulating that information now. This will be Thursday night. It's all designed so you can get the CD from the network from Thursday's show. So you can make copies of that CD, and then you can pass them on to others. Waking up individuals in every position of prominence and every position of anything today is very important. Those of you that have families, more important than anything else in the world than to wake up your sleeping brethren. Bottom line. So what did Kim R. Holmes, Assistant Secretary for International Organization Affairs, state on December 6, 2004? It was entitled, Why the United Nations Matters to U.S. Foreign Policy. He says, let's see, Because I am a Marylander myself, whose career has largely focused on international relations and trade, I also know because I am a European historian by education. I've enjoyed visiting Baltimore to explore Maryland's rich historical ties to Europe. Take Fort McHenry, for example. Its singular importance unfolded in the early 1800s when Britain and France were at war. American ships on these waters were often captured by British, who confiscated their goods and forced their crews to fight for the Royal Navy. Americans did not consider that a sign of proper bilateral relations, of course. They declared war on Britain in 1812 to protect free trade and sailors' rights. Privateers in clipper ships looked to the waters and sank many of their ships. Britain responded in 1814 with a 25-hour assault by sea on Fort McHenry. Local militiamen and U.S. Army soldiers fought back. This is a little background, which is very, very unnecessary. He says, there is one more thing that is different today. We have many international organizations in which to advance our foreign policy. And one of those is the United Nations, which is so prominent in the news today. Right there. We have many international organizations in which to advance our foreign policy. And one of those is the United Nations. In other words, our State Department is using the United Nations for totalitarian global control. The State Department, listeners, Joan Vion stated on the air that the United Nations went communist in 1960. I remember her saying that. Now, he goes on to state the United Nations will soon turn 60. It is large, complex, and growing more every day. Its budget surpasses $3 billion. Much of the work is specialized. Agencies do as work we want done. Much of the work is specialized. Agencies do as work we want done. The United States remains the UN's largest contributor. This would not be the case if we thought the UN insignificant to U.S. foreign policy. We pay 22% of its regular budget and about 27% of its peacekeeping costs. On top of that, we give generously to support the work of UN agencies providing humanitarian relief. Right there is a mouthful. And Darren put this up off Jackie Petrou's site. So keep in mind that the U.S. is the United Nations. Now, if I'm wrong on this, call in 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. It is right there to behold. I want to alert you of the Ford Foundation Moscow office. I talked about that last week. Now we have the Ford Foundation undermines national sovereignty by promoting integration. That's a new addition on the front of the website. Very important to connect that dot to the whole picture in place. The Ford Foundation wants to eventually merge this country with Russia. That is the point. And I want to make sure that you realize that I came across a website where the UN is ready to take over in Iraq. I don't know where it is. I don't know what happened to it. It's my mistake. But when you go perusing the internet, looking at directions, and you go all sorts of different ways, you bypass and miss certain things. So when you look at the Millennium Project for 2005, they say investing in development brings together the core recommendations of the UN Millennium Project by outlining practical investment strategies and approaches to financing them. The report presents an operational framework that will allow even the poorest countries to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by 2015. They've already relieved 40 nations of their debt. And I covered that earlier today from Environment News Service. And we can do some research into that, but not right now because it takes time away from where we're going. But this is the whole point, is eliminating poverty is the goal, and how is poverty created? Wars, weather modification, environmental modification, planned scenarios to bring countries, because the whole agenda is to reduce the population. AIDS, HIV, AIDS, things like this. So, in the most comprehensive strategy ever put forward for combating global poverty, hunger, and disease, a blue ribbon team of 265 of the world's leading development experts proposed a package of scores of specific cost-effective measures that together could cut extreme poverty in half and radically improve the lives of at least 1 billion people in poor developing countries by 2015. Well, they're going to include Iraq on that because Iraq's in poverty. Iraq's decimated. And America's finest are going over there to be slaughtered in a new Vietnam. If you look at the Communist Party USA, which we're going to get on our website, you'll see that the Communist Party USA is saying the same thing. Bring the troops home. There is the perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic. And I haven't looked there in quite a long time. Call me and let me know I'm wrong if you go to the Communist Party USA website. The recommendations of the Millennium Project, an independent advisory body to the UN Secretary General, are laid out in the report entitled Investment in Development, a practical plan to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. The report was presented to the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. Secretary General Annan has said the fight against extreme poverty should be the top priority of the world community and the UN system in 2005. And there you have it. Once again, wars, weather modification, environmental modification, HAARP. Now, was the tsunami that happened at the end of the year, last year, was that created? I'm totally convinced it was created. Are there tsunamis ready to be set off at any time? I'm convinced. I'm absolutely, totally convinced a tsunami is ready to be set off in many parts of the globe, including here. All they have to do is create a nuclear explosion under the ocean. Bingo. Gigantic tidal wave. So they go on to state, quote, until now, this is a quote, we did not have a concrete plan for achieving the Millennium Development Goals, end quote, said Professor Jeffrey D. Sachs, the economist who directed the three-year UN Millennium Project. Quote, the experts who contributed to this huge undertaking have shown without a doubt that we can still meet the goals if we start putting this plan into action right now, end quote. We're the bad guy in the UN's eyes because we don't cooperate. We have too much freedom in this country still, even though the IRS is the revenue for the IMF, and there's no law that says you have to pay an income tax. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a constant basis. The UN Millennium Project's report was released as the Asian tsunami disaster focused global attention on the need, scale, and effectiveness of aid to the world's poor. See what I'm saying? The tsunami was created. The perfect opportunity for them to focus on more and more of the poor. And once again, I'll repeat what they say. The UN Millennium Project's report was released as the Asian tsunami disaster focused global attention on the need, scale, and effectiveness of aid to the world's poor. See where I'm going with this? See where they're going with this. The enormously generous response to the tragedy sent a powerful message that ordinary citizens in wealthier nations do in fact support such aid if they clearly see the need and if they believe the funds they provide will reach and help the people in need. Well, gee, Bill Clinton's in charge of tsunami relief efforts. Can Bill Clinton be trusted? The project's plan addresses these legitimate concerns and shows that targeted investments in essential public services, such as health, education, and infrastructure, make poor communities less vulnerable to such disasters and to the hardships of disease, hunger, and environmental degradation. The project report leads off a year-long series of global initiatives aimed at making the goals a reality, including a report to UN member states from the Secretary General in March, which will draw heavily on the project's recommendations, with world leaders gathering at the G8 meeting in July and again at the UN in September to accelerate progress towards the goals. 2005 has become the key year for mobilizing international support for the fight against poverty and disease. And this is stressed by UN officials. Quote, the project team has given us the biggest intellectual contribution to the development debate from the UN system in at least 20 years, end quote, said Mark Malik Brown, Secretary General's incoming Chief of Staff and Chairman of the United Nations Development Group, UNDG. So where are we going with all this, as our military is sending its best overseas to die and leaving this country? For what purpose is this country being set up for? This is why I've been putting Hansa Molina on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., a former Czechoslovakian who became a dictator, I'm sorry, who became a defector 15 years ago. I think it's very, very important to realize that Russia's influence, the Soviet Union's influence, from the past to the present, is very readily there for you to see, especially with the Ford Foundation. Realizing this is everyone's responsibility. How are we going to wake up others unless we bombard them with documentation? This is why Thursday will be a documentation day. And I'm encouraging you to get the tape or the CD from the network, purchase the CD from the network, and make copies. You will not hear this anywhere else, this documentation Thursday. So where are they going with this? The UN system, the Millennium Project, investing in development. We, they say, have the opportunity in the coming decade to cut world poverty by half. Billions more people could enjoy the fruits of the global economy. Are we going to enjoy the fruits of the global economy, listeners? They want to lower our standard of living here and raise the standard of living in the rest of the world, eliminating the middle class. They say tens of millions of lives can be saved. Do they really care about saving lives? If they cared about saving lives, why was HIV/AIDS a created designer disease back in the 1970s? Why are they using water today as the big precious commodity of the very near future, when water desalinization plants are a total reality and we can use the ocean for many, many purposes, including drinking water with water desalinization plants? If water was such a precious commodity, as the UN says, why wouldn't they encourage the building of water desalinization plants? Oh, they're too expensive to build, they'll say. Well, so are fighting wars. So are taking over countries. So are ammunition plants. So are M1 tanks. So are F-117 stealth fighters. Now, I was talking to someone today, and I read recently that approximately 18 F-117 stealth fighters were transferred to South Korea. Where did those F-117 fighters come from, according to this information? Holloman Air Force Base. That's Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. What is Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, listeners? A German military base. Do you suppose German fighter pilots are manning those jets? The best we have, the F-117 stealth multi-billion dollar fighter? I have never heard that Holloman Air Force Base is nothing more than anything but a German military base. is the transference of our military into NATO that far along, so we have foreign pilots manning our jets? I'm just asking the question. That's all I'm doing, is asking the question. I'm trying to make it very, very paramount that you realize how far things have come and how the need for people to get awakened into action has to happen immediately, if not sooner. There's a global tax on the horizon, and Representative Ron Paul is introducing legislation to stop it. You have to call the toll-free number to Washington and tell them to support. No, we don't want any UN tax anymore. We're sick and tired of it. We want you to know that the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, and you can find it at AmericanExpose.com. Look and read for yourself. Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF. The alternate governor of the IMF is Alan Greenspan. The Secretary of the Treasury of the IMF receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. The toll-free number to Congress is 877-762-8762. It's late. I'm sure that your voice will be heard, and the more voices that are heard, the better it will be. The listenership is very low. So you need to, every one of you that is listening needs to make these phone calls. 877-762-8762, toll-free number to Congress. We're sick and tired of this setup that we're living under today. We're sick and tired of the ignorance of the American people not realizing 54,000 soldiers lost their lives in Korea for the United Nations. And 8,000 POWs never returned. They went to Communist China and the Soviet Union, were used as guinea pigs. I reported from one of these sources, John Cena, I think it was, that they built a crematorium in North Korea to do away with American soldiers' bodies. 58,000 died in Vietnam for the UN system. The CETO agreement proves it to us. Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, rules of engagement. Strategic bombing. Never once was the supply line ever cut off in the Vietnam War. Never once was the supply line of Korea ever cut off. Never once. Very commonsensical thinking would be, just like in the war between the states, what did the northern states do? They blockaded the Confederate ports, the southern ports. They blockaded the southern ports so no supplies could come in. Common sense. In other words, what I'm trying to say is the Vietnam War, the Korean War, were designed not to win. And many of our military generals and strategists knew it was designed not to win. When the flow of arms are never stopped, as in Vietnam and Korea, the war will continue. The only way to stop a war is to stop the bullets from being fed into the weapons or the cartridges. That is the way it is. And without your knowledge of this, now you have it. Research it for yourself. Connect the dots. Realize how far along this has become. Here we see, from the business section, dated May 25th, local company sees opportunities in base changes. What are the base changes going to be changed for, and what's the purpose of that? Millennium Development Goals, what are those? Anybody know about the Millennium Development Goals? An offspring of Agenda 21, the Millennium Development Goals. Melody Cedarstrom, 800-375-4188. Support her, and she supports the network. 800-375-4188.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Back to the broadcast, Thursday night, a totalitarian documentation broadcast. Thursday at 3 p.m. Central Time, Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Time, a totalitarian documentation broadcast. 3 hours this Thursday on First Amendment Radio. So listeners, the Millennium Development Goals are the world's time-bound and quantified targets for addressing extreme poverty in its many income poverty, hunger, disease, lack of adequate shelter, and exclusive while promoting gender equality, education, and environmental sustainability. They're all basic human rights, the rights of which each person on the planet to health, education, shelter, and security. Now, once again, wars, weather modification, environmental modification, economic disasters, all contribute to poverty. So, what is their goal? Number one, eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. Common sense. Why are there more people in hunger today than there were 50 years ago, than there were 60 years ago? Before the United Nations was created, why was there hardly any hunger 60 years ago when today there's billions of people starving according to the UN system? There's many people in the UN system thinking it's a good thing. They cannot comprehend the fact that wars are created crises. That's why I put special emphasis on the Congressional Medal of Honor being Lucifer's symbol. That's not my title. That's their title. Masonic, Lucifer's symbol, is the Congressional Medal of Honor. A gigantic slap in the face to mankind. Period. The number two goal of the Millennium Development Goals is achieve universal primary education. What are they going to be taught, listeners? Are they going to be taught properly to learn how to fend for themselves in the future? Or is it going to be a UN-educated system that they're going to cram down everyone's throat? In other words, no individual freedom. That is the point of the way our country was formed, individual freedom. We will not have individual freedom in the UN system. We will not have pride of property ownership in the UN system. We do not have pride of ownership today because of the setup system we live under today in America. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto being implemented in this country. The third goal of the Millennium Development Goals would be promote gender equality and empower women. Straight out of Agenda 21, listeners. Why is that? According to Jeannie Soderman, women take orders better than men. Orders that they may not want to agree with. Feminism had a great influence on empowering women. And it's a major chapter of Agenda 21. Women in positions of prominence is being promoted as goal number 3 of the Millennium Development Goals formed at the turn of the century. Number 4 goal, reduce child mortality. Number 5, improve maternal health. Number 6, combat HIV/AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. Does this not reek of the Hegelian dialectic? Goal number 7, ensure environmental sustainability. In other words, make sure all 40 chapters of Agenda 21 are fully implemented. Ensure environmental sustainability. And number 8, develop a global partnership for development. But number 7, ensure environmental sustainability. Whenever you hear that word sustainable development, look out. They want to integrate the principles of sustainable development into country policies and programs and reverse the loss of environmental resources. They want to have, by 2015, the proportion of people without sustainable access to safe drinking water and basic sanitation. Well, gee, why wouldn't water desalinization plants be very utilizingly profitable for that matter? When we have the ocean for water, we have an abundance of ocean water, and they're the Law of the Seas conference is going on right now in New York City. I covered that in one of the earlier broadcasts. They want to control the ocean, but water is the precious commodity of the 21st century, but yet we're promoted to believing global warming is a reality. We're promoted to believing that water is scarce when water desalinization plants can cure many, many, many problems. We're told water desalinization plants are way too expensive. And when did they ever care about anything being way too expensive? I'm talking about the UN system and the State Department. When are they ever concerned about anything costing way too much money? Unless it does good for mankind. What they believe at the UN system and the State Department, because they're taught in the colleges and universities, they're taught to believe that the world is overpopulated, which is way far from the truth. The world is not overpopulated. The world doesn't have to be overpopulated. It's the greed of the Federal Reserve System that has developed this entire grid of totalitarian control on mankind. The Federal Reserve System has been in place since 1913, almost 100 years. Since that time, there's been more death and destruction in any time in human history. We're living it right now. And you're sending your sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends with a kiss off to Iraq and Afghanistan, off to 135 other countries to patrol and police for the UN system. We're guarding borders in Afghanistan. But we don't guard borders in America because it's all allowed in America, And once again, the Executive Order 13107, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties from 1998, December 10th, the 50th anniversary of that document, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, well underway. In 1998, we first put the NAFTA corridors on the website, AmericanExpose.com. The NAFTA corridors have been on the website for 7 years. The NAFTA corridors are finally being addressed by Corridor Watch. But it's way behind being implemented as far as knowledge of people about the NAFTA corridors. Way behind. Way behind schedule, listeners. So we're seeing our military, people joining the military. Why are they joining the military? Because they're assured of a college education if they get out alive. That's why they're joining the military. It's a mercenary military being paid to do what they're told to do. Kill people. Kill insurgents. You don't know who your enemy is in Iraq. You didn't know who your enemy was in Vietnam. You didn't know who your enemy was in Korea. And here we are again, doing it all over again. The mess is in place. The direction is well documented. The situation is right in front of your nose. And it's very easy to wake other people up today because of the amount of information that is available on the internet. So keep in mind, they want to have the Millennium Development Goals, want to have by 2015 the proportion of people without sustainable access to safe drinking water and basic sanitation. You have the World Toilet Organization to address this. What I'm trying to say is, in order to give credence to the UN system, you have to have all these problems so the UN system can address these problems. And all these people can have jobs at the UN system. So they can totalitarianly take over countries by the money. Control the money. And you know, and you care not who makes its laws. Because when the money is controlled, it doesn't matter. And here we are moving to a cashless society. We're being maneuvered into a cashless society. Here we have drugs coming into America. Who is drugging down America and why? This is nothing more than has happened in other countries in the past. China is a perfect example. China was given opium at right prices in the 1930s, 1920s. China was drugged down to accept communism in 1949. What did they say? They said, oh my God, let's give communism a chance. It can't be any worse than what we have. And that was because Chiang Kai-shek's administration was corrupted on purpose. So the people of China would say, let's give communism a chance. It can't be any worse than what we've got. Once communist China had come to free China, where the survivors abandoned Free China and went to Formosa, which is now Taiwan. Once the communists talked the people of China into unburying their catch of weapons, they'd buried a lot of weapons to protect themselves in need of in case they needed to uprise against communism. Well, they were convinced to disarm. Once they were disarmed, the first thing that happened after that is the destruction of the family unit. The children turning on the parents. That happened in 1949. The same thing is happening today in our schools right now. The children are being turned against the parents by design. I covered on the 7 o'clock broadcast, mental health screening at schools signals end of parental rights. But once again, Nancy Levant, amazing information. says, the new Freedom Commission named the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, the TMAP, TMAP, a model treatment plan. Medical algorithms are a flowchart-style treatment indicator. If you have a symptom and B symptom, take C medication. TMAP began with the University of Texas, Big Pharma, and the Mental Health and Correction System in Texas. The American Psychiatric Association concurs that TMAP is brilliant. However, the New Freedom Initiative and Commission is a political Big Pharmaceutical marriage. Many companies who supported TMAP were also major contributors to Bush's reelection funds. For example, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're not major contributors to Kerry's election as well. For example, Eli Lilly manufactures olanzapine, one of the drugs recommended in the New Freedom Plan, and furthermore, George Herbert Walker Bush was once a member of Lilly's board of directors. Our current President Bush appointed Lilly's chief executive officer, Sidney Taurel, as a member of Homeland Security Council. 82% of Lilly's $1.6 million in political contributions in 2000 went to Bush and the political party, or the Republican Party. It stands to reason, listeners. It doesn't matter, though. Either side was totalitarianly controlled. She goes on to say, Texas algorithm grossed over $4 billion in 2003, and olanzapine is Eli Lilly's top-selling drug. In 2003, New York Times article by Gardner Harris claims that 70% of olanzapine sales were paid for by government agencies such as Medicare and Medicaid. And lo and behold, guess who is now able to bill Medicaid for health services? Public schools. As they are now under big pharmaceutical political profits payback umbrella once they adopt screening policies. Public schools can now be paid to screen and drug your children. Now, if you ever wonder, ever again, if public-private partnerships care about people, then you need a brain transplant. Your children are now the legislated guinea pigs and lab rats for the pharmaceutical companies who bought and paid for our president's campaign. Favors are now returned to those companies in the form of enforced juvenile customers, their health, and their future drug addictions. And she says there is more. The New Freedom Commission also calls for enforced treatment. That means that parents have no rights to refuse the treatment commenced by TMAP and other drug-dispensing corporate bureaucratic apparatuses. And as the mental health bureaucracy is also involved in this financial game of insidious cruelty, parents and families are also to be investigated via the result of their children's screenings in schools. In other words, schools are now the across-the-board diagnostic tool for big pharmaceutical companies and child control. Once again, what happened in communist China in 1949? The destruction of the family unit. Children turning on the parents. Here we have it happening right here today. Children will be turning on their parents. And they'll be oblivious. They'll be mind-numbed robots. They'll be Stepford wives. Nancy Levant continues. She said, and there's more. The UN Agenda 21 has also called for total intrusion into schools and children's lives. No more religion, no more individuality, no more real education, no more real grades, no more real teaching, no more teacher respect for parents, and no more truth from teachers or principals. This sounds very familiar and very political to me. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is Nancy speaking. If you are of a religious ilk and you refuse to allow your children to be abused by our quote-unquote educational system, the stage is being set for you to lose physical custody of your children. And she says, still got your kids in public schools? Shame on you. And may God bless your poor children and forgive you. So what am I saying here? The same thing happened in 1949 to communist China, or to free China. The same thing is happening here in indirect ways. And there is the bottom line situation. This is all being done and directed at us. We're in a war right now. It's a quiet war, using quiet weapons. But the bottom line is, the deception is well in place. The individual is no longer able to function as an individual. I'm sorry to be the one to give you this grim information. Now, as I was stating before the pause, an article dated June 9th, actually it's dated May 25th, base closure and realignment could affect military housing involving Oklahoma City's Benham companies, but the company sees more good ahead than bad. The lead partner in Benham's most visible business alliance sees opportunity too. GMH Military Housing, which leads Benham and Kotex or Centex Construction in several decades-long multi-million-dollar military housing contracts with the Pentagon, said about 2,000 individual housing units could be lost if the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, President Bush and Congress approved Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's recommendations released earlier this month. But many more units than that, about 16,000, would be required to house military personnel relocated to installations where the alliance is working, said GMH, based in suburban Philadelphia. What is base realignment and closure? What are they being realigned for? Bases are being closed in America, being reopened in foreign countries for the United Nations totalitarian system to implement Agenda 21 in every country of the world. Every country of the world has an Agenda 21. Punch in on a search engine, your country and Agenda 21. Put it in parentheses and see what you come up with. State Department Publication 7277 from 1961 from the State Department wants freedom from war. And yet the State Department and the Pentagon are promoting war right now to reduce the population in the world, to make them servitudes to the UN system. I saw that website, Iraq ready to take over in, the UN ready to take over in Iraq. Here we see the U.S. Army probably will come up well short of the 80,000 new recruits it needs during fiscal year 2005, despite adding 1,000 more recruiters, boosting enlistment cash bonuses to a record $20,000, spending $200 million in upbeat television ads, and beginning to lower its standards. Keep in mind, NASCAR, the stock car racers, they have sponsored a National Guard car. They sponsored an Army car. They sponsored a Navy car. Each one of those is a $20 million pop, according to Popular Mechanics. $20 million to sponsor a car for NASCAR. My goodness. $20,000? Spending $200 million on upbeat television ads and beginning to lower its standards, easing the strict standards that made the all-volunteer force such a success, in effect, trading equality for quantity, could complicate the Pentagon's ambitious plans to transform the Army into an agile, high-tech force in which ordinary soldiers are better equipped to act fast without waiting for orders from above. What are they talking about? The United Nations Rapid Reaction Force. What is our military? A military for the United Nations system. That's all we're doing with the coalition in the Middle East. That's all we have. Is our military, is the global cop for the UN system. Keep in mind, once again, the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF, receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. That speaks volumes of who's in control in America today. Tell your representatives, this is the case, this is the fact, it's all on the website. Now. You don't have to do any more research. We've made it easy for you. The direction is so obvious to realizing what's happening. And for them, the UN system, to be promoting water as being a precious commodity, just as precious as oil, is the biggest setup of all time. But keep in mind, the United Nations system wants to control populations by controlling the food and water. That's why our farmers have been paid not to plant for decades. Because eventually, down the road, United Nations sanctions will be put on this country. This country will be checkmated to disarm because we will not receive any food. We will not be able to grow any food because there won't be any rain to grow food. That's how disastrous it could become. Or they might decide that there's too many people in America waking up, let's just give them a tsunami. And that could happen too. If people on the inside wake up and understand, we have a chance. If talk show hosts would realize what they're a part of, that could be a big help as well. You, the callers, have the opportunity to get this information to other talk shows. You can call them and tell them the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF and receives no money from this country, no compensation from the United States. In other words, the Secretary of the Treasury is paid by the IMF. That is paramount to understanding the big picture in place. Here we see new legislation is a disguise for the Kyoto Protocol by Cheryl Chumley, dated April 22nd. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. That's the tag from a highly successful advertising campaign that ran 20 years ago for the brokerage firm E.F. Hutton. Today, the same might be said in the political world of Senator Robert Byrd, now a hardcore, old-timely Democrat whose rhetoric regularly reflects disdain for traditional American values and principles, but who nonetheless does not shy from pulling out Old Glory to fly legislation. He proudly references as Made in America, and Old Glory is not really Old Glory in my opinion. Today, Senator Hutton, we're listening, it says, at the very least, clarification of what Made in America means to a leftist Democrat should prove enlightening, and enlightening is true to form. Made in America is Democrat code for made for the UN. You can read this under AmericanExpose.com under today's date. New legislation, a disguise for the Kyoto Protocol. It's at the bottom of today's date. The bottom line is, it's late. The opportunity is here. It's time for you to spread the word about the direction we've turned and been turning for decades. Good night until tomorrow.